Good morning, family. Thank you so much for tuning in again. It's Pam Price from Ellen Foundation. Welcome back to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices Talk. I'm your host, as I said earlier, Pam Price. Wow, I wanted to, you know, just touch base this morning right after the holidays. I know we are still full from all the food that we've eaten. And, you know, and I had a chance to sit back and look at how this year actually, like this Thanksgiving was just really weird for my family, I'm sure for most of you as well. Because number one, my family was apart from each other. And number two, that this is the first year that my family's been without both of my parents. As my followers know, up until recently, just lost my mom just about 2 months ago. So, you know, COVID has changed the way we interact with each other. As you do know, COVID has changed the way that people manage their money, people manage their homes, their families. Everything has changed. But, you know, this morning as I was out and about and, you know, it's just out walking my dog and it just dawned on me that, you know, everybody is, of course, concerned about COVID as I am as well, but there had to have been something great, something good that has come out of COVID. So, and as I started thinking about it for myself, it was like, what things have I've produced out of COVID during this time? Not only do I have my radio show, I also have, I've been preparing to go back to my TV show. I do consulting. And then also Ellen Foundation is out there supporting the community by providing food and clothing and toiletries, much, much, much needed resources for the families who are struggling to get through all of what COVID has bought. I mean, the numbers for homeless and people in need have just grown insurmountably during this time. This show really isn't about, you know, let's focus on all the bad and, you know, the suffering and these things. But I wanted to look at what good things have come out of COVID. And as 2020 comes to an end, so many people feel that their dreams have been placed on hold or they weren't even able to complete their dreams due to the COVID outbreak and all the restrictions that were put in place. And as I mentioned, what gifts did it produce? What great things did it produce for you? Family, before we really go into it, please, please, please feel free to dial in 914-219-0892. Again, 914-219-0892. I would love to get some feedback about some of the good things that have happened during COVID. We know about all the bad, but I'm a firm believer that there's always a balance, that God is not just going to continue to pour bad after bad after bad. There has to be something great. There has to be something good that has come out of this thing here. So think about all the things that you were able to accomplish this year during COVID. A lot of you were able to start your own business. And if you're a business owner like myself, you were able to go back and redefine or tweak your business because now you have the time to really sit back and look. Of course, most of us have been blessed with much needed time to ourselves because we're no longer rushing to do this, rushing to get here. We were able to relax and find ourselves and just exercise and of course we ate a little bit too much, but that's okay. But also, I found that during this time, and again, this is with my family and some of the families in which I've that have come to me through Ellen Foundation and also through Unheard Voices and shared their stories about how COVID has actually brought their families together, have brought their families closer to a point where, you know, due to the busy schedules and running here, running there, you know, doing all those things. But COVID has allowed the family unit to, again, become the family unit where people were sitting down having dinners with their families, that people were talking, yeah, I'm on the computer a lot. Of course, we're all on the computer a lot, catching up on our favorite television shows. But the great thing in doing that is that we were able to do it with our family. We were able to sit down and talk about our favorite shows, or, you know, during mealtimes, we were able to sit back and just enjoy each other. And like myself as well, I returned back to school because now I have the time to do what I've always wanted to complete. So, yes, on one hand, COVID has brought such devastation into our lives and changed the way we look at how we deal with. Yes, on the other hand, COVID has allowed the family to become closer and the family to just really enjoy being with each other. And I'm not certain if I shared, I am very close to 60 years old. And I always believe that, oh my gosh, if I would have turned left when I should have turned right, and all these things, a lot of decisions that I made and things, I always knew that God had given me a gift, had developed me to do something greater. And I always knew that, but because of a lot of bad decisions and not waiting and developing all the things that needed to be developed in order for the visions and the dreams to come to fruition, a lot of time had passed. It felt like I was just wandering out in the wilderness for such a long time. But what I in turn stopped looking at, wow, I've wasted so much time. And now I look at it that, you know, even in all the decisions that I made, good or bad, I stopped looking at them as, oh my gosh, because I did this, I'm going to be so far behind on catching up with all of what my friends or what others who have businesses are able to do. My finances aren't where I wanted them to be. You know, so all these things played ravished in my mind for so many years, but then I had to stop and I trust that God did not allow those things to take place in my life. Everything had a purpose, and now I look at it is that if I didn't take that left turn, I would not have been able to make myself stronger in this particular area. Or if things didn't happen over the past few years, it would not allow me to become more, have more sympathy for families in need and understand the hurts and the wants and the desire, so much more compassion. I joke with my kids because, you know, as time has gone on, I was always just focused on work, 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 trying to do this. And because I wanted it so bad that I was very tunnel vision, that I couldn't see past where I was very strict. I was very, this is how it has to be, because I always wanted best for my kids. I didn't want my children to go through a lot of the heartaches in which I went through. And I'm sure like my parents and their parents, they want their children to end up having better for themselves. So, but during a lot of the decisions and my long journeys to get to where I am now, I was able to find a peace, not to say I don't still struggle in some areas, I mean, because I'm human, but through this time, I was able to find myself within myself, and also it allowed my children to, now they're adults, to really come back to know, hey, this is my mom. And it's like, jokingly, it's like, who are you? You know, they're like, who are you? And what have you done with my mom when I was a kid? But, you know, as we get older, we go back and we think about all the things that we woulda, coulda, shoulda. We cannot live in the past. We only can live and learn from a lot of the mistakes and just or teaching lessons that have happened, and then and talk about them with your family, talk about them with your children, because in order for them, this is also part of their growth as well, is learning to take a hold of their responsibility, their bad decisions, their teaching moments, and learning how to turn those things around and allow God to come in and take those things and remove those layers. I call them onion layers, to remove those things where people can get to see who you truly are, who God has developed you to be. And regardless of how old you are, you're never late. As one of my shows, and also what I've produced on my blog, and that in looking at Joe Biden and just some of the others who were older, you know, who have taken on, who wanted to succeed and do these things, they always knew that they had such greatness in their lives, but, you know, their age didn't allow them to stop. I mean, Mother Teresa, you know, just so many, Henry Ford, they didn't stop. They didn't stop because they were over 35 or over 40 and they believed that they didn't have anything left to give. That when you're like in your 30s and 40s, and once you start to understand, hey, I think I got it, it allows you to see just, okay, I understand, or I think I'm finally getting it. And so you're never late. And as the Bible says, and those of you who follow me, they, you know that that the Bible has so many things to help us get through or understand where we are or what's happening in our lives. And I'm so grateful that the Bible is filled with stories of regular people. and just so you know that, hey, regular people achieve greatness. It depends on how you want to team moments and use them. So, you know, you don't really understand things until you get older. So you're not too late. Wherever you are in your life is where you're supposed to be. That's the time that God has for you. And remember, as stated in Ecclesiastes 3, that to every time, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to laugh. There's everything has a time, has a timing, has a purpose. And once you are ready to move into that next stage, granted, some of the stages come before you are, you know, believe that it's your time to be there. But God has deemed that specific time a time that you are ready, a time for you to prepare. And as shared, you know, I was my mom's caretaker, as many people are. You know, they take care of their elderly parents, and I believe that because of the gifts and the type A personality that I was, still not as bad, that God had allowed me to take on that responsibility to care for my mom in that last stage of her life, where, yes, it was very hurtful, very mournful, but he had developed that strength to allow me to manage and help my mom and make decisions on behalf of my mom that I didn't want to make. But because he developed me to make those decisions through the timing, through that time, that I was able to make them. So he is doing, I say that to say that he is doing that within you. He's developing you to become the great person within your home, within your family, within your work. So don't ever believe that your timing is too late. Wherever you are within your life, that is where you're supposed to be. That is where you will develop. And once you've developed in that stage, you will move on to the next stage. So don't worry about whatever your friends or your other fellow counterparts are doing as they're developing their business, because what you only see is what they're allowing you to see. You don't know all the struggles that your friends or those who are in business are going through. So stay focused. Continue to seek his face. And even if you have faith the size of a mustard seed to believe that this is where you are to be, hold on to it and trust. And don't worry about what everybody else says. Continue to press through. Even though we are just 4 weeks left into the year, it's not too late to begin to finish out strong. So don't worry about what others say. Don't worry about what it looks like. Continue to press yourself through. Continue to know that God has your best interest in heart. So, and as we begin this week, I know the COVID rates are high. You know, I know that there are so many families that are struggling to make ends meet. Please, 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 if you know of someone who is in need of food and don't know where to turn, please reach out to Ellen Foundation by sending us an email to info@theellenfoundation.org. Again, at theellenfoundation.org. If you or somebody you know is in need of counseling or is in need of prayer, please also send us an email so we can pray with you or put you in touch with a counselor that will be able to help. Stay safe, my family. I know that this time is a very challenging time, but we know that through all things, God is going to bring you out on top. Let me just pray for you as we start this day and also start our week. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We are so grateful that you allowed us to rise. We are so grateful that you continue to develop us into this person in which you've called us to be. We thank you for your grace and mercy upon us, Lord. We also continue to pray for our leaders who still govern over us in our nation, Lord. We pray that your hands are upon them and that they lead us in that you guide them into making decisions that are not only for the country, but that are in the best interest for the people. Lord, as COVID continues to rise, we want to pray over our first responders, Lord, and we know that they are in need of help, Lord. They are in need of rest, that these families the family members of the first responders, that they are stressed and worried, as we all are about our families, Lord. But we know that you are the King of Kings. We know that you have everything under control, and we ask that you bless these families who put their lives on the lines to make sure that that we are taken care of, that we are strong. Lord, I pray over those who continue to struggle to make ends meet. who no longer have a roof over their head. Lord, we pray for them. We ask that you continue to make a way for them and strengthen them during this time of need. Lord, we are so thankful that you continue to use our community organizations to feed the families. And Lord, we ask that you fill their barns. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you continue to develop us into the person that you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Family, continue to stay strong. Continue to stay focused. Continue to not only look at what's happening, but look at the gifts that God has given to you. Continue to develop the gift that God has given to you. Continue to stay prayerful. Continue to stay hopeful. And I will continue to pray for you and your family. Thank you so much for tuning in. Continue to follow us on social media at Ellen Foundation One, which is on Twitter and Instagram. And also follow my blog, which is www.paprice.squarespace.com. And if you have a message that you want to leave, and if you want us to cover something on the show, please feel free to let us know. God bless you. And oh, thank you so much to my brother Tim Price from Tap Jam Enterprises for creating my intro. I always forget. Sometimes I remember. So my brother, forgive me for not continuing to thank you for developing the intro for my show. Family, continue to stay warm. Continue to be safe. Continue to be encouraged. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye now.